Rogers with the directors Tia Lesson and Carl Diehl will be doing Q&A afterwards. Then to Newport, Rhode Island at the Jane Pickens Theater on Saturday night and on Sunday at 2. And that is this weekend. Check our website at democracynow.org. We're hiring an education program manager. Check it out at democracynow.org. I'm Amy Goodman with Juan Gonzalez.
Good afternoon. It is 1 p.m. on Friday, June 26th, and you are tuned in to CFRC 101.9 FM. Broadcasting from Kingston, Ontario, I'm CFRC's Community News and Arts Coordinator, Genevieve Hinch, and this is your afternoon news brief, starting with traffic as we head into the afternoon and evening commute. Drivers should expect delays on Concession Street between Victoria and Alfred Street, Bath Road between Sir John A. McDonald Boulevard and Portsmouth Avenue, and Stephen Street between County and Montreal Street as pedestrian signal work continues. Expect slower traffic on King Street West between Country Club Drive and Front Road, as well as east of Sand Bay Lane, where Utilities Kingston continues sewer and water main construction with traffic reduced to one lane in each direction. Delays are also possible on John Counter Boulevard between Elliott Avenue and Montreal Street, and between John Counter Boulevard and Ascot Lane. Further west, paving work continues on Collins Bay between Taylor Kidd Boulevard and Highway 33, with additional work taking place on Taylor Kidd Boulevard. Several road closures remain in effect. Princess Street is closed between Frontenac and Division Street, while John Street remains closed between Montreal and Baggage Street through June and July. Norman Rogers Drive also remains closed between Van Order Drive. Short-term closures are also in place on Sydenham Street north of Princess Street and on Wright Crescent near Palace Road. University Avenue between Johnson and William Street remains closed until 5 p.m. today due to servicing work. Market Street between Ontario Street and King Street East is closed for the FIFA Canada Celebrates event, while Wellington Street between Barrack and Queen Street is closed daily from 9 a.m. to 3 p.m. for construction work. Finally, Cranbrook Street between Days Road and Lakeview Avenue remains closed on weekdays from 8:40 to 9:20 a.m. and 3:20 to 3:50 p.m. as part of the School Street program at Our Lady of Lourdes Catholic School. Turning to the weather, the afternoon will remain a risk of thunderstorms. Winds are coming from the southwest at 21 kilometers per hour, and there remains a 40% chance of showers through the afternoon. Temperatures will reach a high of 21 degrees this afternoon before cooling to around 19 degrees. This evening. Looking for something to do this weekend? Who's Here is taking the stage at Turnanog tonight at 5 p.m. And the Power of Positivity Music Festival is happening all weekend long with plenty of great live music to check out. While you're out and about, be sure to stop by Kingston City Hall and explore Music from Miles Around, a new exhibition celebrating Kingston's rich musical history. This has been your afternoon news brief, and be sure to tune in for more CFRC programming coming up next on CFRC 101.9 FM.
Good afternoon. It's 1 p.m. here at CFRC 101.9 FM in Kingston, Ontario, and you're listening to This Just In with me, Sri Bandy. I just can't kick the heavy music, especially with all the rain we're getting right now. Rainy days always get me in a heavier mood, and I feel like I feel my feelings through the music. So, I'm back with another rock and metal curation today for y'all, but this time it's a little gazy, post-punk, and all around a bit chiller than last time. Well, except for our closer for today, but that's a surprise for you, and you'll need to listen to the end to see what I have in store for today. Plenty came out of the CFRC email submissions, but I did take some personal liberties with the curation this time around. Kicking us off today is Fredericton, New Brunswick's Kill Chicago and their lead single, Falls, off their new album, The Next. The album embraces themes of balance, acceptance, and the tipping point between who you thought you'd be and who you really are. Fueled by loud choruses, honest lyrics, Costco hot dogs, and a little lower back pain, Kill Chicago entered the studio last year with producer and friend Don Levandier from the Motor League to sort out the aftermath of when life gets less colorful. For fans of The Clash, Queens of the Stone Age, The Strokes, and Foo Fighters, Kill Chicago return with their classic blues-tinged rock sound and a newer, gritty, hook-heavy approach with Falls. One thing I have to say about Kill Chicago is that I definitely like them more than Queens of the Stone Age, but that's just because the cats and dogs falling out of the sky today reminded me of the personal beef I have with Queens of the Stone Age because I got super snubbed after waiting outside of Slush Puppy Palace for an egregiously long time in the rain to try and get a CD signed after their concert. And they proceeded to meet fans after like every other tour date during the tour. Anyways, enough of my sob story. You'll be hearing Falls from Kill Chicago. Listening to CFRC 101.9, and it's Sri back at it again with new music for you. You just heard Falls from Kill Chicago off their album, The Next. We're going to be switching gears into some artsy, slightly pseudo-intellectual sad boy releases the average Letterboxd film nerd would probably enjoy. I personally hate Letterboxd, but I am otherwise a fitter of that description as a card-carrying member of the screening room. Anyways, enough about me. Let's get into the music. This is literally just in, as in it released today. The album Passerby by Edmonton-based electronic trip-hop artist Voidcomp. For fans of Radiohead, Thom Yorke, and Massive Attack, this electronica is not for your average rave bae, but rather a more Imogen Heap-loving weird girl in your life. The music video for the title track of this album was inspired by Wong Kar-wai's Fallen Angels and shot on 16mm film. And as someone who bought the entire Wong Kar Wai box set while I was at the Criterion Closet, I strongly suggest checking it out. Like the music video, Passerby is a moody, atmospheric concept album that just tries to capture specific moments in time and the corresponding experiences that get universally romanticized. The hazy synth progression, overtop groovy bass guitar, and drums is meant to invoke the feeling that when you look at someone and just like feel a connection, like maybe you could hit it off with this person, but it'd be too awkward to approach them, so you just go your separate ways. And as you walk away, you have that what if feeling that feels cold in your heart, and you hope they'll turn around and say something to you, but instead, you both keep walking. Well, as tragic as that scenario is, in the same vein of pining for a romanticized almost stranger, we'll dive into the experience of instead pining for someone you knew all too well, and is now basically a stranger again, with some of the finest emo-tin shoegaze Victoria, BC has to offer, in Hillsborough's new single, Exit Plan. This is also literally just in, having dropped this Tuesday right on the heels of their acclaimed EP, A Party in Your Name, at the end of May. Hillsborough keeps it pushing with Exit Plan, the sampler to their upcoming 10-track self-titled LP. Hillsborough's sound is raw, marrying bone-buzzing distortion, haunting violin bowmanship, and an infectious rhythm section and dynamic vocals flowing in and out with the energy of the sum. Textured instrumentals develop each tune's vivid scene, and they're met by tragic lyrics of love and longing. With nods to bands such as Deftones, American Football, and The Strokes, Hillsborough provides an innovative spin on a sound reminiscent of late 90s alternative music, much like some of the other bands coming up later today. But we need to give these brand spanking new songs a listen. You'll be hearing Passenger by Void Comp and Exit Plan by Hillsborough.
Summer breeze brings me to
Welcome back to This Just In at CFRC 101.9. You just heard Passenger by Void Comp and Exit Plan by Hillsborough. Those were kind of emotionally heavy, so let's kick it up a notch so we don't get down in the dumps, somewhat like the weather today, with some more local picks. Starting off this segment is going to be the only actual local band, Angels of Our Nature, from our very own Peterborough, Ontario. Yes, the very town that is potentially getting us skipped in the proposed high-speed rail between Toronto and Montreal. But it sure does have some pretty darn good classic rock and roll. Angels of Our Nature is a young, modern rock band that embodies everything from the 80s hard rock scene. Inspired by the tragically hip Led Zeppelin, Oasis, Guns N' Roses, and many more, from the heavy drums of Liam Hinchley to the melodic bass of Olive Walton with a heavy dose of screaming guitar by Danik Delarome, and the crunchy but tasty vocals by Liam Boucher, there is nothing left wanting. They want their music to be at the center of every bad decision you'll be thinking of making all summer long with their debut album, Snake Oil. Today we'll be hearing the sixth track off Snake Oil, Badger Day Lighter. Angels of Our Nature are raw, real, and unapologetically in your face, Spotify, and the local music scene. Next up is Blue Beach Band with their new album, Mulligan, and its lead single, Queens. Although emerging from Regina, Blue Beach Band's Queens truly captures the essence of a local band filled with Queen students that play a few times in a semester at some house parties, and they would have had a gig at the mansion before its tragic demise, only to get paid in beer. With Mulligan, the self-described Canadian indie frat rock group, Blue Beach Band, embrace second chances, getting older, and refusing to lose their sense of fun along the way. Blending gritty Canadian rock and roll, groove-heavy indie textures, and a breezy yacht rock influence, and live performance energy, Mulligan just might be the soundtrack for a Kingston summer. But I mean, you can't really just have one album in a summer soundtrack. Thankfully, Halifax Rockers, the town heroes, have you covered with their summer single, Super Bowl. Coming out June 30th, it's a hook-heavy piece of alt-pop in the spirit of MGMT or The Killers. Lyrically, it's about the modern political divide and how everyone thinks their opinion is the only right one. So it's a fun tune, but it'll make you think. Once again, local in spirit, the town heroes are true to this and not new to this, having toured 9 countries and releasing 7 critically acclaimed albums, raising over $30,000 for charity, and winning an array of industry awards. Super Bowl is a statement from the town heroes, a culmination of industry veterans of 17 years with an irresistible song of the summer that screams that even after nearly 2 decades in the music game, they have no plans to slow down anytime soon. Well, last but certainly not least, you'll also be hearing Montreal, Quebec's Fireball Kid with King of the Lake from their new yet earshot-topping album, Deer Path Turned to a Shortcut. Although not exactly local, I feel King of the Lake has the spirit of Kingston, as it conjures hazy memories of Canada's East Coast and visions of gazing across Lake Ontario and in the summer trying to just hold on to the last vestiges of a simple time. Deer Path Turned to a Shortcut blends shimmering beachy tunes with the lyrics that hold childhood nostalgia along with the haunting feeling of stories only half remembered, but it stays true to Fireball Kid's main thesis, that friendship, having fun, and time with loved ones is what life is really about. Well then, enough for me, let's get into the music. You'll be hearing Badger Day Lighter from Angels of Our Nature, Blue Beach Band's Queens, followed by Super Bowl from The Town Heroes, and ending off with King of the Lake by Fireball Kid.
Oh, no. Beverly Hills. Well, he had $1 million and he thought he was a baller. Now he's all alone on the street. Oh yeah, he's hanging with bums, begging for spare change, hoping not in on his feet. Well, he backed to buy 11 and he thought he was in heaven, and his parents thought that he was gone. Well, but it wasn't a choice, since this is the way he was born. We'll be right back.
it with me. They're far from the front, but they think through the key. So they walk through the world with main character energy. Everyone thinks their opinions are waste. I run in their mouth, but got nothing to say. And I can do better, and I swear that I will. I can give myself credit for the thoughts that I've killed. I'll build my own castle and call myself king. Cause it's better to push on than learn from the sting. I could have been in the Super Bowl, baby. I'd be the quarterback, they praise me. I could have been in the Super Bowl, baby. I'd win the game and they'd all raise me up. Can't feel it with me now, more than ever.
Running the boat.
Now that was a nice, long, lovely music break with some pretty upbeat, sunny tunes. You just heard Badger Day Lighter from Angels of Our Nature, Blue Beach Band's Queens, followed by Super Bowl from The Town Heroes and King of the Lake by Fireball Kid. But I'm bringing you back to CFRC 101.9, This Just In, and Reality, because although you heard some songs of the summer, the 40% chance of rain the Weather Network keeps showing me begs for a slight mood change. To get us back to a more grungy sound befitting the thunder and lightning, we have Montreal, Quebec's Sunforger, who are surprisingly more local than you think. Composed of a sibling duo in songwriter/vocalist/guitarist Spencer Curtis and Piper Curtis on bass, longtime collaborator Chris Hauer on lead guitar, and former co-worker Keir Graham on drums, the Curtis siblings were actually originally from Kingston, Piper even having a radio show on CFRC. It's only right that we come full circle and play a track off of their latest full-length album, Wait. Sunforger makes tenebrous guitar music, a sort of warped post-grunge brimming with spectral atmosphere and elliptical song structures. Wait documents a hinge point in the life of songwriter Spencer Curtis, the conflict between remaining in Montreal and moving on to an idealized elsewhere with the greener grass. The album strives to balance sunk costs against the crushing weight of small-town aging. I think that would be pretty relatable, being in Kingston and all. Shedding burdens while seeking peace within and without, you'll be hearing 30 off Sunforger's Weight. Our last Canadian artist for the day is going to be Toronto/Ottawa duo Crashmore with their single, I Do the Most, off their new EP, Hung Up. Made by lifelong friends Devin Callow and Michael Shepherd, the song captures everything the band does best, wrapping aching, self-aware lyrics inside irresistible indie pop rock hooks that pull you in before you notice where it lands. I Do Most plays like a portrait of one-sided devotion in the social media age, the quiet ache of caring more than the other person ever will. With I Do Most, Crashmore introduces themselves as sharp, funny, and emotionally honest songwriters, the kind who understand that the catchiest melodies often carry the heaviest hearts. Well, without further ado, let's give these tracks a listen. You're hearing 30 off Sunforger's new album, Wait, and Crashmore's I Do the Most off their new EP, Hung Up.
Oh, because of what you said. I can't get out of bed if I just lay here. Maybe I'll decompose, become a better man, one wearing fancy clothes.
You're tuning back into and soon out of CFRC 101.9's This Just In. It's been a lovely afternoon of introducing you to some pretty out there sounds from really all around, and I have three more to cap off this week. You know where else it rains a ton? London. No, not London, Ontario. We're going to be skipping across the pond again to England to have and listen to another new single from Loathe. The Liverpool Metalcore Giants 2022 album, I Let It In and It Took Everything, revolutionized the shoegaze scene and has brought on acts such as Hillsborough, as we heard earlier. Despite their previous massive success, the band have since starved their fans, barely dropping music for the past 4 years. Thankfully, we now see the end of our suffering with Loathe's highly anticipated new album, A Stranger to You, which is releasing July 17th. Which yet remains to be seen, considering Loathe's track record with postponing their album releases. In the meantime, we are appeased with a new single off of the album. The latest breadcrumb in this album rollout, Fangs, was dropped just yesterday. The OG metalcore emo-gazy band has certainly delivered and continues to define and defy genre in Fangs, with groovy psychedelic mix of vocal harmonies between lead vocalist Kadeem France and guitarist Eric Bickerstaff. Well, we'll be staying in the United Kingdom till the end of today with Static Dress and their highly anticipated new album, Injury Episode. The British post-hardcore rockers have returned with a searing lead single, Human Props. Formed in 2018, the band went through members faster than I get through a pack of Girl Guides Thin Mints, but with Ollie Appleyard fronting the band, they've truly come into their own distinct sound. Reminiscent of Bring Me the Horizon, their discography is set in a universe of its own that still manages to communicate cutting commentary on content, consumption, and the existence in late-stage capitalism. Fans have been fervently waiting for this drop since their 2022 album, Rouge Carpet Disaster. Things still somehow managed to drop before Loathe. And we haven't been disappointed. The patience paid off because this album is truly something special in the fairly derivative newcore scene. If you've never heard of them until now, you're in for a real treat. And of course, I saved the best for last. Or at least the hardest on the ears for some, with Party Cannon. This Scottish slam death metal band has been at it for almost a decade and probably originated what's now known as meme slam. They beautifully balance disgustingly heavy riffs and brutal blast beats with humor samples in their new EP, Subjected to a Partying. The track, which will grace your ears shortly, Thirst Trap, isn't a subtle introduction to their style of slam and gore grind, but it definitely packs a punch, and the EP itself is a great way to get into their fairly short but expansive discography. The Partiers describe Subjected to a Partying as a return to the fundamentals. We took a slightly different approach to writing this EP. We distilled our sound down to its four main components: slam, gore grind, early 2000s brutal death metal, and New York death metal, and wrote a song that focused on each of those styles while still retaining the party slam sound, says their lead vocalist. All in all, they've had a crazy year and recently got a new vocalist, actually, but their touring schedule hasn't let up, and they'll be supporting Necrogoblin in Toronto November 1st. If you like what you hear, come out and have a blast. I know I'll be there. I've been waiting for a Canada tour since 2022. Well, that's enough from me. I'll be playing you out with Fangs from Loathe, Static Dress's Human Props, and Party Cannon's Thirst Trap. I was your ever-charming host, Sri, and I'll catch you next Friday at 1 p.m.
Wishing I found it all so. coming from all of them.
Holy hell, is it erotic?
Down the short set of stairs, join me, Grim, in the basement for my working knowledge of indie, experimental, post-punk, and electronic, every Wednesday from 10 until 11 p.m. on CFRC 101.9 FM. Get ready to press record.